It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Michael Hill. It's Monday, and time now for WNYC editor Kate Hines to join us. She's here to preview some of what the newsroom's keeping an eye on this week. Kate, good morning.
Good morning, Michael.
What is the newsroom watching in terms of COVID this week?
Well, there's a lot going on. New York's allocation of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, the one-shot vaccine, is going to drop quite a bit this week because of problems with production issues. Our listeners have been hearing about it. Here it's an 88% drop week over week, and New Jersey will also experience similar decreases, which is very bad timing given that a week from today, New Jersey is opening up eligibility to everyone over 16. So we'll be watching to see whether people will have trouble making appointments and how the issue with supply will affect people in our area. Also, we're watching what are called COVID breakthrough cases.
This is what happens when people who are fully vaccinated wind up getting COVID.
Right. This is expected, but it's still something that can be confusing. So our health editor, Sikon Akpan, will explain. We'll also be taking a look at staff vaccination rates in congregate settings. We've talked a bit about nursing homes. This week, we'll take a look at people who work in jails and prisons, which have been a real COVID hotspot.
And our primaries are just a couple of months away. What's happening with some of these local races?
Well, in New York City, as you've been hearing, many, many elected officials, from the mayor down to city council, are term limited. So there will be a lot of turnover. And one of the stories we're taking a look at this week is the city council race in Corona, Queens.
That will be interesting. I know that was one of the neighborhoods the virus hit the hardest. What else?
New Jersey's Cannabis Commission holds its first public meeting today, a chance for the public to weigh in on how the marketplace for legal cannabis will be established. And reporter Matt Katz will be covering. Also later this week, now that New York has legalized cannabis, we'll take a look at how the state plans to expunge the records of people with some marijuana convictions. And we're continuing to mark Poetry Month. We'll have a conversation this week with the poet laureate of Nassau County.
Oh, she's a charm, too. I can tell you that. All right. I'm looking forward to that. Okay. WNYC editor, Kate Hines. Kate, thank you.
Thank you.